Welcome back to another edition of the Fried Egg Podcast. Today's episode is brought to you by Zero Restriction. We are out at Bandon. We're in Bandon right now. We won't be there when you're listening to this. But thanks to Zero Restriction, they came in, they sponsored the week, us out here, and we were kitted out in all Zero Restriction gear. So we got to test drive a lot of the new, I guess, models, I would call them, pieces for the upcoming season. So a lot of good outerwear, lots of good layers. I was particularly fond of the vests. You know, they were a excellent piece at Bandon. Whether it was, you know, we had some really cold weather days, we had some warmer weather days, but, you know, they have lightweight vests, they have heavier vests. They work really well, and they're a perfect holiday gift because, you know, it's winter everywhere, and people are going to use their vests. So if you use the promo code TFE25, you'll get 25% off your order at ZeroRestriction.com.
I miss a green, for example. I'm already upset. When I find my ball in the bunker, I'm really upset. And when I find my ball in a
fried egg.
The dreaded fried egg.
Fried egg lie, I'm about ready to run off the golf course.
We're back. Another episode of the Fried Egg Podcast. I'm here with Garrett Morrison and Will Knights. We're in Bandon. We're in our little humble abode here at Bandon Dunes. It's not ours. It's the resort. But after a long week, an exhausting week, 6 days of golf, 6 days of shooting footage, and lots of talk about the golf courses. We played all the golf courses. We didn't play trails or play preserve. My bad. On that, we did not play Preserve.
We played Trails twice, in fact.
We did play Trails twice. And yeah, so we thought it would be a fun little exercise. We'll do debriefs on every golf course. But we came up with our so-called Dream 18 from the properties. And we figured this would be a really neat way to go through each course in general at a high level, is going through some of the best holes. So we're going to do an honorable mention and a winner for the Dream 18. We might be a little light on par threes, it sounds like, which is crazy given how many good par threes there are here. But we're going to have a go at it. You guys, just kick things off. Any general impressions from the week here at Bandon?
I think we should level set on the conditions we were playing. It is November, so the golf courses were a little softer than they could be. Just as a note to keep that in mind during this ranking, but I think as we were going through this, we kept in mind how they would play in different conditions too.
That was Will, by the way. And,
yeah,
and
I was
going to
point that out.
Hi, Will. So, yes, I mean, we played in very different conditions on this trip. The first day we played was at Trails, and it was essentially a monsoon.
Oh, my God. It was like the worst conditions I've ever played golf in.
Yeah, these guys were all saying it was the worst conditions. The caddies were a little bit knocked off kilter as well, even though both of them have been here for 2 decades each. And
you know, big ups to Brooks and Casey, our caddies. Awesome guys.
Absolutely fantastic. Yeah. Caddies. Amazing.
Both been here for like about 20 years each.
Yeah, just the best guys. So we had a great time with them, and they stuck with us through the really difficult conditions at Trails on the first day. And then we just played it today, our last day at Bandon, in beautiful weather. So we got a true sample of what this area can throw at you, which is some really unpredictable, contrasting weather.
All right. So let's kick this off.
Yeah. Dream 18, hole one. Should we start with Will?
Number one is Sheep Ranch.
Yeah, that's an agreement for, sure. For me. I think it's an incredible hole. Sweeping, kind of dogleg left down the hill. And I mean, it just hits you right in the face with what you see all day long at Sheep Ranch, the ocean. And I think like beyond just the ocean, it's a really fun opening hole.
There's a great reveal. I mean, you do see the ocean and most of the property when you walk into the Sheep Ranch clubhouse. Like there's a big view of the whole course. But when you start one, it's a little bit blind. It's a little bit concealed. And you walk over the crest in the fairway around, I don't know, what, 250 yards or so. And you see it all spread before you. And it's just a great dramatic way to open the round. And it's an easy hole, right? It's a gentle handshake.
Things I like about it is like if you go up the left side, you get a big kick, but you've got some danger with the trees there. You could easily hit a ball into them. But if you hit it up that left side, you get really rewarded because your ball is going to go further, and then you get the helping contours at the green. Like the green slopes from right to left, and it just is a much easier shot than if you're over on the right side.
And it does still have some internal contour too. So it's not like it's a gimme birdie, but it's something that if you hit two good shots, you're setting yourself up for the start to your round in a good way.
What's the honorable mention? Second best first hole. I've got Pac Dunes as mine.
Yeah, Pacific Dunes is a good choice for that. I think that Old Mac is a good choice as well. The double plateau hole.
Yeah.
Just such a cool green. I mean, you know, the drive is you can hit it pretty much anywhere, but you want to be really in the right position to hit an approach into the green, especially if the pin is up on one of those plateaus, either front left or back right.
It sounded like from our caddies that the back right plateau isn't used all that much, which is unfortunate because it's pretty small. It would make for a very interesting opening wedge shot.
I think maybe the best ground for a first hole is Pac Dunes because it's in the really like kind of choppy part of the golf course. That's where the clubhouse kind of sits back on the dune ridge, and that dune ridge has really good land right inside of it. Will, you're the deciding vote. Which one you got, Old Mac or Pac Dune?
It has to be one honorable mention.
Yeah, it has to be one.
Cool.
Honorable mention, I also had Pacific on my list.
Wow.
Oh, man.
Garrett loses out.
It's all right. I love one at Pac Dunes.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna argue that one too much.
All right, second hole. There's a bevy of options
should I go?
Here.
Yeah. Are you going to go first on any of these, Andy?
I don't know.
Is it Will and I? We've got Will and I have our computers in front of us. Andy's winging it.
Andy's the judge, jury, and executioner over there.
Yeah, I guess so. Well, for the second hole of the Dream 18, I have Pacific Dunes. Just a fantastic par 4. Centerline bunker separates the high right side of the fairway from the low left side of the fairway. And depending on the pin position, you'll want to be on either level. In addition to that, from the tee, you can see some of the rest of the course behind the green. There's a nice little reveal that happens when you walk up from the first green to the second tee. And I just think that's a cool hole and a fantastic green that you only see the full proportions of the green once you get behind it.
Yeah, I think I also had Pacific. I think we're all in agreement there. But what I love about the opening two holes there is that they're both short par fours in general. When with a southern wind, you have driver wedge pretty much. But with the winds coming out of the north, those short holes play a lot longer and those interesting greens become even more difficult to traverse.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a great hole. I think, you know, I really like Sheep Ranch's second hole. I think that's like really clever. But I don't think it's at the same level. It just doesn't have the topographical interest of the second hole at Pacific. You know, I think Trails' second hole, the par 3 downhill, is really, really a neat hole as well. And then Old Mac, the Eden is
great.
Amazing.
That green is fantastic.
I think that's probably my honorable mention is the second at Old Mac. That is, you know, I think most American Eden holes are a huge disappointment on Rainer McDonald courses. I think they're oftentimes the weakest holes at these really great golf courses. And at Old Mac, I think that second hole is one of the strongest holes because of the green. It's nothing land, but that green is really wild and fun. So I think that's my honorable mention.
Mine as well.
Yep, I had that one too. Sounds like we're in agreement.
That was easy.
Third hole. Moving on. There's a lot of good third holes out there.
Yeah, I think 3 and 4, we might even differ in opinion here. I'll start it off with my third is definitely Old Mac. That par 4 up over the dune is just incredible.
It's a neat hole. I think one that you have to consider as well is the third at Trails.
Yeah.
It's part of it is like just the wow of the tee shot when you're walking off of the second hole at Trails. It's just an amazing reveal. And then just the green, I really love the green back there in the woods, like kind of back in the trees. And it's got that back and right side that run off. Mm-hmm. I think like it's in the shade so much that you sometimes like miss it. And you're so wowed by like just the surroundings of that meadow that you don't really pay that much attention to it. But it's a really clever green back there. So I like that hole. I mean, 3 at Pacific Dunes is an amazing hole too.
It's another par 5. I mean, there's a lot of parallels between 3 at Pacific Dunes and 3 at Trails.
Yeah.
They're similar par 5s in the sense that they're big, wide fairways and some centerline bunkers that ask you some questions along the way.
So what's your number one?
I'm totally vacillating between 3 at Trails and 3 at Old Mac. I mean, just to describe what 3 at Old MacDonald is, you tee off from the inland side of this huge dune ridge, and you're literally just hitting right over the dune ridge, just to the right of the huge ghost tree.
Or left.
Or left, like if the tee position demands that. Yeah, so that is a possibility.
It's a centerline tree, dead tree.
Yeah. Yeah, it's great. And so, some people would be fans of that, I guess.
I don't think JT would like it.
No, I don't. JT hates the ghost tree. But it's just really fun walking up it and then seeing the rest of the course unfold in front of you and finding your ball on the other side. It's pretty forgiving. Like there's not too much trouble on the other side except for a bunker a ways out on the right. And so like, I like that hole because
the green's amazing too.
How dramatic it is. It's got a great green. But 3 at Trails is really a fun strategic hole that you could play a bunch of different ways. You know, you could zigzag your way down that fairway in any number of ways. And I think I have to give it to Trails.
Wow. I'm the vote.
You're the decider.
Tiebreaker.
The decider. Well, we already have a par 5, and I like other par 5s, and you know, I'm gonna go with 3 at Old Mac.
Overruled again.
Overruled, but my honorable mention is Trails.
But one of them is the honorable mention.
Yeah, right, exactly. Sure. I think that 3 at Old Mac, 3 at Old Mac reminds me a little bit of 2 at National Golf Links of America. Like it's got a similar thing where you have to hit it uncomfortably left. Like you're just like, you want to hang it right, but then you run out of space and you tumble down into like kind of a bad spot. And they're both like, you can get it up by the green if you're in the right wind with Old Mac. You can get it, you know, on the green at National. National, you have to push it up by the windmill. Here, you have to push it up by the ghost tree. It's a really, and it's got that same massive landforms.
Yeah.
All right, so fourth hole, I think most people will be expecting one, and I think it's going to go a different direction.
Most people would say Bandon Dunes 4.
Yeah, I just don't think that's a very good hole.
Why not?
I you hit it into this one spot, and there's like this little neck that you hit it into, and I care about all these things that nobody else cares about, but the containment mounds on the left just make me want to vomit. and then the green site's really cool, but I just can't get over how bad some of the shaping is around the hole.
And the green itself is
it's cool,
fun.
Yeah, yeah. It's a fun green
with the bunkers
site
to the
just,
left.
I just don't think in comparison to the other fourth holes. I think like for me, it comes down to Bandon Trails and Old Mac and. And I guess Pacific Dunes. You can't not have Pacific Dunes on that list. I mean, that's the hard thing. Like, I think the ocean is really alluring, and you want. But one of the things with Bandon Dunes, just in general, for the most part, there's some exceptions, but a lot of the land on the ocean's the least interesting, and it just is. The ocean creates this huge hazard that you have to avoid, which makes it really easy for strategy. And that's the fourth at Pacific Dunes is a perfect example of that. Like, if you play close to the water, you get a huge reward. If you find yourself close to the water, you know, don't try and hit it up the right edge.
You're saying that people shouldn't hit it at the ocean?
Yeah. Like, yeah. I just try and hit a cut off the bunkers.
Yeah.
Like, that's what I do. but the
strategy is a sensitive topic these days.
Exactly.
Andy. But there are a lot of people who get very upset about proclamations about strategy.
Exactly. But if you find yourself on the right side there, like the green, everything helps you. And then the more and more left you go, everything works away. Where it, like, Will, you could barely hold the green, or you didn't hold the green.
I didn't,
I thought I hit a
perfectly struck long iron, hit the front left corner, and shot all the way off the back.
So that's like a perfect strategy hole. Like, but it is a connector, and there's not that much interesting stuff to topographically in the fairway. It's like very, very flat. You know, and you play over a dune into the green. The green site's really good. But then you've got four at Bandon Trails and four at Old Mac that both have these like kind of jarring and breathtaking hogsback fairways that cut, most importantly, diagonally across the fairway, which makes, you know, playing over these huge, and by what I mean by a hogsback fairway, it's a huge rise, and it's like a hump, like a back of a hog, as you would, it's a hump that cuts through the fairway. And these, I'd say that are like 30 feet tall, roughly.
Yeah.
And these divide the fairway, and they create like all this interest off the tee, where it's blind where you're hitting to. And you're having to pick a spot, and you're having to really commit to it, and they both cut from left to right. Now, the fourth at Old Mac is a long par four, and the fourth at Bandon Trails is a shorter par four. Both of them, like, the hog's back is perfectly placed, like, where you have to hit a really good tee shot to get over to the right side, which is ideal in both cases, for the most part. I think I would lean towards the fourth at Old Mac.
I'd agree with that. I'm going to go with the fourth at Old Mac. But going back for a second to the fourth hole at Pacific Dunes, the main thing I think working against that hole in this exercise, in the Dream 18 exercise, is the existence of the 13th hole at Pacific Dunes. You know, you compare those two holes and it's just sort of no contest. I mean, both of them occupy cliffside pieces of land, but 13 has a bit more going for it.
I'm changing my vote to trails.
You just got influenced by Cameron, by the silent presence in this room. I saw Cameron give you the stare, and wow. He's not going to be on the podcast, but
we talked about. I was trails all the way till the moment.
Yeah,
and now
I know.
I'm back on trails. I'm not letting the spur of the moment decision.
Okay, Will, what have you got?
I also had Old Mac. However, I think after playing trails again today.
Hey now.
And so the first time,
does Cameron have something on you guys?
No. I love the fourth at Old Mac, but today I hit a really squirrely drive on four at trails, and I didn't get over that ridge. And seeing the difference on how it played on the left and how it played on the right, like, it really got to me, and how cool and the emphasis on that drive.
One of the things I think that is an advantage for trails is that, you know, just like in terms of if you get over, you're over and you have a scoring opportunity. At Old Mac, you get over, or you're on the right, it's still like so freaking hard.
Yeah.
It's still a hard shot from the top of the hog's back, is what you're saying.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I like that. I think that's all right. For me, the fourth at trails is really dependent on the wind. I don't think it's that great of a hole into the wind. Or I don't think it's as great of a hole as it was for us on this trip. Did we play it way up into the wind though? So you have to adjust the tee position.
Wouldn't have mattered either way.
So I think that the fourth hole at Trails, that the strategic question that it asks is very dependent on your ability to hit it far enough to get over the ridge. Because I've played that in a wind where
wouldn't old Mac
there was really no chance. I don't think so. I think old Mac, you can get on top of that hog's back with accuracy. That's really what it's about. It's not about hitting it super far. It's about, you know, hitting your drive accurately and staying on top of the hog's back.
The interesting part about four at old Mac is when you get up there after hitting your tee shot, you realize how much room is left. And I think I played before Garrett and I hit mine in what I thought was the perfect spot. I was 15 yards to the left of the hog's back. And our caddy Brooks says to Gary, he's like, all right, I want you 20 yards left of that point. And yeah. when you get up there and you realize, you hit an awesome drive up there too, but there is a good amount of visual intimidation and deception going on there where you think there's not much room up there.
Absolutely. Yeah.
The enormity of old Mac is on full display on the fourth hole. Like that is just a huge golf course.
Yeah.
We might have talked ourselves into old Mac here.
And at the same time, like that second shot I think is pretty fun. You can run it up to that green with your second shot through the left side.
All right, we'll let you have it. We'll give you your old Mac.
Well, don't do it out of pity. I'm fine with being overruled.
We'll give you your
I'm fine
old,
with being
you,
the maverick
we'll give
here.
Your old Mac. It helps balance it. We've got some short par fours.
What do you
it
think, Cameron?
A beefy par four.
It's a tie. He says, "Is it how diplomatic?"
We'll leave it up to the people.
I think it's pretty clear that Cameron likes four at Trails, which is, by the way, I'm not arguing this. That's not an awesome hole. It is.
The balance it gives us. It gives us a long par four. We've got a couple short par fours. It's a good added balance in there. Yeah. All right, on to five. Some good options for five.
Mm-hmm.
Really good options for five.
Yep, we've got the old Mac short hole, which has one of the most amazing greens that you'll ever see. You have the fifth at Trails, which has one of the most amazing greens you'll ever see. Both of those are par threes.
Short par threes.
Fairly short par threes that, you know, big greens with just lots of different sections to them, lots of different places to put the pin. I think those are extremely different on different days because of the pin position. For me, though, the fifth at Bandon Dunes is an iconic ocean cliffside hole where the cliffside really isn't even the most important part of the hole. It's just about the kind of gradual narrowing of the fairway from a fairly wide landing zone on the drive, and it just gradually kind of chokes and chokes and chokes until you get to a pretty narrow green site with hazards all around. The dunes are great there. You know, that shaping that you talked about on the fourth hole, the containment mounding along the left side, suddenly that's absent here. You're in a much more natural looking environment. I'd have a hard time not giving it to that one.
Complete agreement, Bannon. I mean, we played it dead downwind on a really windy day, and that choke point at the end of the fairway was very much in play.
Yeah.
I mean, we all tried to lay back, and me and Andy still got really close to that choke point on
not
accident.
Me. No, I hit mine way right.
Oh, that's true. Yeah.
I had the fans going.
But I think into the wind, that whole the center line, I don't know if they're full bunkers or if they're just tall
they're
grasses.
Like, yeah,
but
I love those little
those
things.
Are so
those,
intimidating.
Like, little scabs.
Yeah. And I mean, they make you feel like you really need to hit it solid off that tee.
Yeah. It really entices you to play left too. Like I found myself on that tee just wanting to bust it up the left side because it just like it, your eye draws there because of those little kind of, I don't know exactly, like kind of clumpy mounds of native grass.
Yeah, they're almost like mini dunes or something.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
In the middle of the fairway. And what they do is that they divide the hole into the left and right sides. And the left side is guarded by the ocean, right? So you have those little dunesy things in the middle of the fairway, and you have that left route, then you have the right route. Obviously, it's much safer to bust it up the right. It's wider out there. There's plenty of room. But once you get out there, you look at that approach where it kind of narrows down into this choke down green site, and you're thinking, I might need to lay back here. This might not be worth it to push it all the way up to the hole.
Yeah, and hitting a long iron into that green, if it's into the wind, would just be just absolutely terrifying.
Usually this hole is playing into the wind. We didn't play it into the wind this week.
Yeah.
I think you have different feelings about it when it's into the wind. It's very, very hard.
What's the honorable mention?
Somehow I don't think we've mentioned it, at least for me. I think there are so many. We talked about the Old Mac par 3 and Trails par 3, but the Pacific fifth hole is really good.
Yeah, uphill par 3.
Really good par 3.
Long green. Yeah. Yeah, is that your honorable
mention?
That's
my pick for an honorable mention. I don't know about you guys.
All right. What about you, Andy?
I'm going to go with Bannon Trails 5th. I really like that hole. I love just that whole gathering point there. I love the greens, kind of like a modified Biarritz in a way. It's super fun. The back pins are tough, though. The front pins are more gettable. And one of the things, I just love the feel of the whole place right there. It's just a really delightful. I could just sit there all day, I think, in that meadow.
I think I'd go fifth at Trails too. Maybe doesn't have anything to do with the hole itself. I think as a golf hole, I might be a little more interested in the short hole at Old Mac, but it's just hard to deny the beauty of that place and how fun it is to be in it.
Yeah. All right. Six.
Sixth, I would go with Pacific Dunes. I think that's a perfectly representative short par 4 at Pacific Dunes. I already chose two at Pacific Dunes, though, so I might be persuaded to go another direction with this. Also have the long hole at Old Mac, I think, in contention because the green is so great. And then six at Trails is a really cool par 4 back into the woods a little bit, or getting into the woods. So I'm not sure. What do you guys think?
I think this is another one that has a lot of strong options. I mean, six at Sheep Ranch has that drive up over the cliff too, if you're playing the right tee.
And six at Bandon Dunes is Andy's favorite hole.
Correct. Oh, come on. Why do you have to bring that into that?
Okay. I'm sorry. Six at Bandon Dunes is not in contention for this, I don't think.
Yeah. No, I think six at Pacific.
And for anybody that's wondering, I did make birdie there. You know, it's not, that has nothing to do with how I played the hole. It's just a bad golf hole. It's a bad golf hole in a beautiful place. But yeah.
Back to the good golf hole in a beautiful place. Six at Pacific, I think, is just, oh, it's so cool. I mean, when you, that fairway must be close to 100 yards wide. And when you're on the left side of it, your wedge shot is, it must be like hitting onto a table from over there. Luckily, I was on the right side, and I think most of our group was. But from the right side, even, you got to hit a really good shot in there to hold that green.
It's the smallest green on property, I believe, that one of our caddies said. And the way it angles back is just, it sets up everything. And you have to carry the bunker on the right, which if you're playing into the wind, isn't necessarily a foregone conclusion. So six at Pac Dunes, six at Old Mac, honorable mention.
Okay.
Absolutely.
On to seven.
Yeah, you're on board with that, Will?
Yep.
Cool.
Seven for me is Old Mac. It is a wonderful kind of drive wedge hole.
And not a template.
This is a template.
This hole is called Ocean. It is just an original hole.
And this is where you play up to the dune ridge at the back of the property, and this is where you get your first look at the ocean at Old Mac. So you play up to this. It's a great green. And off the tee, you know, you want to play it up the left side if possible. It's guarded by bunkers, and then you've got a gorse bush over there. And from there, you get a really nice angle into the green, but it's a really hard approach shot because you're hitting significantly uphill. You can't really tell where the pin is, and like, you don't know where the green edges are because it's so uphill. And then you're also contending with, if you're at Old Mac, likely a pretty big wind. So it is a golf hole that demands good shots into the green. And it's one of just my favorite holes out there.
Yeah, I think I agree with that. We saw what can happen when you go long.
Yeah, you found me. Out, right?
I had a little adventure back there, but there's a huge drop off, big bunker back there, and it's just.
And you don't want to come up short. That's not the place thing, to be.
Yeah, you can see what up short is.
Yeah,
but long is, you know.
From what I understand, that putting the green all the way up there wasn't a foregone conclusion, right? They kind of thought about that for a while. And I mean, I think everyone who's played that hole now is very grateful that they put it up there.
Yeah, it's a cool hole. I think that there are other good seventh holes. I really like Bandon's seventh hole. I think that's one of the strongest holes on Bandon.
Rumpled land, yeah.
I also really like the seventh at Bandon Trails. I think that's a really good golf hole too.
Uphill par four.
Mm-hmm. Seventh at
Pacific Dunes is great fantastic. Hole. I think that's probably my honorable mention. I'm deciding between that one and Bandon Dunes because I agree that Bandon Dunes hole, just the land is great. The green side is great. It's a strong hole and a nice follow up to the relative disappointment that is six there. But seven at Pacific Dunes, pretty long, difficult par four.
You know, 5 to 7, and you get rid of the 150-yard walk back to the seventh tee. You could have walked right off the fifth green at Bandon Dunes and gone to seven,
right,
which is a great hole. And all of a sudden, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, it would have been like a really good, and you could have found a par three somewhere else.
Because 8 is a really good hole too.
Yeah.
What do you think, Will, for honorable mention, seventh hole? I think I'm undecided on this one.
No, I mean, I think you could sway me either way. I think what's really cool about all of these holes, though, is that they all, well, at least the three we're talking about, Old Mac, Trails, Bandon, and then Pacific, even, if you come up short, I mean, it's a demanding shot on all three of them, or all four of them, really. I mean, you just have to, you either hit the shot or you are really scrambling for par. I don't honestly have a strong feeling. I think you could put honorable mention on any of them.
Well, you got to make a decision. It's the votes 1-1.
All right. Well, then my honorable mention goes to Bandon.
All right.
I think that's a fun shot
into
that green.
You know, we haven't even brought up Sheep Ranch's par threes that are all play to infinity edges on the ocean. And I think there's a reason that we haven't brought them up is that there are three consecutive par threes, you know, close together in the routing.
3, 5, and 7.
3, 5, and 7 that are all feel extremely similar. And I think that's probably one of the weakest parts of Sheep Ranch is, and I think it was very intentional to play these par threes to the ocean. I think that is something that, you know, is a big thing for the retail golfer, you know, is getting these par threes facing the ocean. And I think it works against Sheep Ranch in terms of like, it doesn't, they all feel the same. On to 8, and 8 is, for me, Sheep Ranch. This is a hole that plays, it's one of the pieces of pizza, as Bill Corr would say. But
explain that.
Well, it plays from the edge. Everything narrows as you get to the edge, right? So it's either par threes or the green sights of par fours or tee boxes. So it's a tee box that fans out to wide area. So it's like a piece of pizza coming off.
It's the routing principle that they use to get people to the ocean and back inland at Sheep Ranch. A lot of the holes make these triangles that Bill Corr referred to on a video that we did.
On the podcast and
it was on the podcast and the video as a piece of pizza. Yeah. And as you can tell, it tickles Andy.
To visualize it for people. So 7 plays into this point, 8 plays out, 9 plays back in, and then 10 comes back out. And I mean, you really could walk from both greens and tees in a matter of 30 seconds. They're all very close to each other.
So 8.
You're going with Sheep Ranch.
It plays away from the ocean. It plays back into this wooded, you know, behind the green is these woods. And the hole bends very severely. It might be the most, and I noticed this when I was flying the drone even more than playing, it really, like, it almost horseshoes. The thing turns so hard, and you don't really, you can't really tell because the tee shot's blind, but it adds this huge variability in wind. Like, you can be on one side of the fairway and then you can be on the other, and the wind hits so much different. And then the other thing about it is the green. The green is absolutely incredible. Cameron, who's not on this podcast, compared it, you know, to like the road hole green at Augusta National 5. Like, it's got those two huge mounds in the front of it that are like this big kind of false front. If you play up the left off the fairway, it's a much easier approach in because you don't have to contend with those mounds as much. You're hitting kind of diagonally over them as opposed to right into them if you're up the right. Now, the right yields a lot shorter of an approach. So, you know, from there you can get, you know, a shorter approach, but it's not necessarily an easier one to get to certain pins because those huge mounds just eat golf balls and divert them over to the front right of the green or off the front of the green. And then the behind the mounds is this channel that kind of cuts across the green as well. It's one of my favorite greens on the property, and I really like the golf hole.
Yeah, and when you consider, I mean, even the left pins that we didn't play on this trip, but with the predominant winds coming out of the north, this hole is it starts north and bends northeast. And so when the wind's coming out of the north, it's off your left as the golfer, and getting it to the left side of that green, there's a back shelf. I mean, it is really a difficult shot to get up there, and it makes it a very interesting approach.
Is that your choice as well? Well,
absolutely.
Eight, yeah. Sheep Ranch.
Oh man,
I'd go with if eight at Banded Trails.
I love that
hole. Yep, me too. I mean, I think that you could play that in any number of different ways. It's a short par four. It drifts slightly to the left. There's a good amount of room out to the right from certain tees, and for certain players, it could be drivable. You could get your drive on the front edge of the green, but it's very uncomfortable to do that because along the left side is a lot of nastiness that you just don't want to get involved in. But
and the right side.
And the right side, if you miss too far to the right side,
you're gone.
The hole's over. But there is some room out there.
See, you know? you're a drawer of the ball, so you didn't even see the right side. That's all I was thinking about.
I'm also a shorter hitter than you guys, so I didn't have to worry as much
about
running
through. I was just
thinking
about the course on the right. One of the times I played it, I just parked it in there a couple years ago.
Yeah. Yeah. So you don't want to miss on either side, really. But there is some room out to the right. If you want to take a long iron off the tee or a hybrid or whatever, then, you know, you aren't going to get in too much trouble on the right. But that wedge shot to the green is pretty dicey because from the right, the green is running away from you. And if you go a little bit long, you're running into the bunkers or the short grass on the other side. And that shot from over there, below the green, is just no fun at all. And so it's a great little short par four that can be drivable sometimes. If you push your drive toward the left and get up on the kind of front edge of the green, then you have a fairly easy kind of bump and run up to most of the pins. But if if you miss to the left, or if you aren't so courageous and go out to the right, then things can start moving quickly on that hole.
Eight might be one of the strongest all-around holes across the resort because I really think you could make a case for any of the eighth holes.
Yeah, the Biarritz par three coming down the hill at Old Mac is jaw-dropping and difficult.
Pack Dunes.
That might be my honorable mention.
Yeah.
Now that I think about it, Old Mac. Eight.
It's fun.
I'm going to go eight at Old Mac as my honorable mention.
I'd like to know. I'm not totally sure how the wind is on that hole usually, but I don't think it's ever downwind. Now, I actually brought that up with Casey. I asked him, one of our caddies.
It's probably right to left helping.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe. He just said it's really, he says the rarest wind is the one that comes from the ocean, and that hole is facing directly away from the ocean. I think it would be a somewhat more fun hole if it were downwind, because then you would really be running the ball through the green. You would be running it, you know, from the front of the Biarritz through the trough to the other side. When we were playing it into the wind on one of the days, I'm not saying that's a common wind, then I don't know, it loses a little something.
It did say that the pin is in the back almost always, which is great. Which is where it should be. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then I think you started to say this, Garrett, but Ada Pacific is really cool too. That green sight, the bunker pushed into it, and the punch bowl effect in the backside makes for such a fun approach.
And the vicious false front in the front. Like the front pin's really cool because it has this really severe false front that it kind of blends in. It's such a beautiful place for a green there. I also like the tee shot because like if you're playing a downwind and you hit it up the left, you can get blocked out by those trees. And it's just a sneaky thing. You don't want to play up the right, but you kind of need to when it's downwind.
There's a ton of room out to the left, but it gets worse and worse as you get over there. And I do like a hole like 8 at Pacific Dunes where you can get in a really nasty looking greenside bunker. There's this little pot bunker right in front of the green. You get in there and you're like, okay, I'm dead. But for a lot of pins, you have a backstop that you could play off of. And so you very well could get in that bunker and say the person you're playing against is on the green and they're like, oh, I'm set. But you could bank it off of that backboard and get it pretty close to the hole out of that bunker. So I think there's a cool opportunity for sort of reversals in a match between two people.
Hole 9. Lots of choices. There's five choices on every single one of these.
and we're talking about just about all of them on every hole. Maybe we should go quicker.
Maybe. I think this one, I think we're all on board with 9 at Pacific. Yes?
I don't know. I might go a different direction with it, but let's talk about 9 at Pacific.
He won't be going 9 at Old Mac. We know that.
No, I'm not a huge fan of 9 at Old Mac, though the people in this room are bigger fans of it than I am. But go ahead. Let's talk about 9 at Old Mac first.
No, not at 9 at Old Mac.
Nine of Pacific.
Nine of Pacific. Nine of Pacific. Go ahead.
Par 4 up the hill. Really blind tee shot. Two greens as well. The upper green is the one we played to, but there's a lower green at least 30 yards. I mean, it is way down there. That's off to the left. The upper green is on the right side. The right green, I think, is just a remarkable hole. Even if you have wedge into that green, everything cascades away from you. If you're on the left-hand side of the fairway, the fairway is 100 yards wide.
It's huge.
Almost impossible to miss it.
No, you can miss it right if you're trying to push it up the right, which you have to do for the right green. The top green, which is on the right side, you really need to be up on the right. It's so, so difficult from the left.
Yeah, so, I mean, that's a great hole. But what do you think about the lower? Did you get a good look at the lower green, Will?
I got to look at it, but so I haven't played down there. I would be interested to hear what you guys have to say about that one.
I'm taking it as the best. We're making our best holes on property. I don't even have to talk about the lower hole.
So you're just going to deny the existence of that lower green.
My holes to the upper green.
It's not your hole. It's the hole that's at the course. We're judging the holes at the course.
This is my hole, though.
The pin is on. People often play Pacific Dunes once in their lives. And frequently, the pin is down on the left.
It's fine. It's fun down there.
It is fun down there. It's not as good of a hole, though, right?
No, it isn't.
what is weaker when the pin's down there?
Well, there's just less strategy. Like you don't. There's not really. There's a preferred. Like you'd rather be left then, but it's not anywhere. You do not pay the sharp penalty you pay if you're left when you want to be right. To the upper green.
And the upper green is so cool, too, by the way.
Yeah, there's the green and the lower green's really cool, too, but the upper green's just, like, better.
Yeah, so this would be my issue with putting this hole over the one that maybe you guys will give honorable mention to it. I don't know. But...
What is it?
Sheep Ranch.
Yeah.
I love 9 at Sheep Ranch. I think that's a great golf hole.
We have no par 3s on our front 9.
Yeah, I know.
So what do you like about 9 at Sheep Ranch so much?
Okay, so 9 at Sheep Ranch, par 4 that plays from inland out to the cliffs. And what I really like about that hole is that there's plenty of room in the fairway, but it's still a pretty intimidating drive because...
It bottles.
It really does kind of narrow down. And so it's a lot safer if you decide to lay back. But if you really want to push it up, like Andy did today, he had a bomb on this hole. If you want a nice little wedge into this green.
It's not a nice wedge, though. It's not if you want a wedge into the screen.
But it's important that you have a shorter club into this green, because it's very, very hard to hold this green, especially in its back section. It runs away. There's sort of great creative surrounds to the green, like little hazards that you can get into. There are obviously no sand bunkers at Sheep Ranch. I think most people know this at this point. And that means that there's this great variety of greenside hazards that are there instead. And this green is a great example of that. I just think it's a really simple golf hole on a fantastic piece of land. And I could play it over and over. But the upper green hole at Pacific Dunes is overall, that one is, I would admit, stronger.
Oh, okay. So we're
but there's back. There are two greens at Pacific Dunes ninth hole.
We're only playing there are two the green. Upper.
That's
we're okay. only playing the upper.
I don't think you can just say that, because I don't think that's the reality.
That's my reality.
Okay. Okay.
Now for a quick word from our sponsors. The USGA is best known for their championships, and with Banded Dunes, they are coming back here soon. They're coming back this year. They've got the US Junior this year in 2025. They've got the US Women's Am 2029. They've got the Walker Cup. A big thing that the USGA does is support the game of golf. They are deep in sustainability and making sure that we have golf courses in years to come. They are proactive with many initiatives to grow the game, both with people that are diehards as well as new golfers. And also, they're very big in promoting diversity. And how they do all this, all these non-revenue, generating activities, where they spend money, is through their USGA membership. So become a USGA member. It's a great gig. You get member benefits, you get a fried egg benefit, you get 20% off in their USGA shop. On top of that, you get a rule book, you get a US Open hat, you get a subscription to the original Golf Journal. The Golf Journal, some great writing in there. And then you also get the bag tag, so you can show off your membership. If you go to usga.org/fried egg, you will get 20% off in the usgashop.com with your membership purchase. So check it out. It's not expensive. It's a great way to support the game of golf. It's obviously given back to all of us a lot. So go support the USGA with a membership. Also, as we mentioned at the top, this week was brought to you by ZR. So this week out at Bandon, we have a ton of content. They came in and supported us. They kitted us out with a lot of new gear. We were testing new gear for 2022. That will be available in the spring. But in the meantime, it's the holidays. So this is a great time to stock up on some cold weather gear, some layers. The pullovers that they make, in particular the Champ hoodie, is probably my favorite piece that they make. It's an awesome piece. It's versatile. You can wear it on the golf course. You can wear it lounging around the house, and it's pretty warm. So use the promo code TFE25 and you will get 25% off your purchase. And if you order now, you'll get your Champ hoodie by holidays for you or a loved one. Thank you to Zero Restriction for sponsoring this week. And now back to the Dream 18 podcast.
I think Andy should start with this one.
I just started.
10's okay, a tough 10. One.
10 is a very strong
Did
one.
You just All start? Right,
I'll go 10 with Banded Dunes. 10 yeah. at Banded Dunes. I really like this hole. You play away from the clubhouse, and it's like a mini little Alps hole. It's a wide fairway. It's a rumpled fairway. Lots of contours. If you hit it right down the middle, you're blind to everything, which is a feature I always love. If you want to build a hole that I love, make the center of the fairway the worst place you can be. And from there, the green is got a neat green. It's kind of like shallow and wide, which is another thing I like a lot. And depending on where the pin is, you want to be on the left or the right side of the fairway, because that'll give you an actual look into the green. And if it's windy, it's just really a difficult hole. If it's downwind, you know, or, you know, kind of coming across and down, it's going to be hard to hold the green. If it's coming the other way, it's just like hard to keep the spin off the ball and get it far enough to get onto the green.
And the blind approach, I mean, really adds to, like, the left side of the 10th green, like, falls off so hard. And unless you've played the hole before, you might not know that. So you need a caddy to tell you, or you could be just chipping for five, really.
When there's uncertainty in heavy winds that you get at the resort, like, that really is an added thing that makes the shot very difficult.
Yeah. And it's what I like about the 10th hole, one of the things I like about it is that it's a hole where big hitters can get into more trouble than shorter hitters, you know, because if you're a shorter hitter, you just play out to the left, like as far out left as you can get. And you might get a little peek at the green and it's very safe out there and you can hit a nice little approach in there. But if you are an aggressive player, if you hit the ball a long way, you're looking up the right and thinking, I want to go straight at the screen. I want to get as close as I can. I don't want to take the long route around. I think I can carry this bunker, that bunker. And you really can get in a lot of trouble out there. It's not a very good angle into the green. You can't see anything on your second shot. So I like that little dynamic.
Other 10th holes that are strong, I mean, Old Mac, the bottle hole is really, oh, that, yeah. That green is incredible.
Bottle hole might be the one. I don't know.
Andy started and he went with Bandit. I think Bandit and Old Mac are 1-2 for me. Pacific's par 3 down the hill is incredible too. That's the two really hole. Good back-to-back holes. I don't know. Garrett, what were you thinking?
I like Sheep Ranch.
I like 10
and
Sheep Ranch too. Yeah, that green with the big bank up on the right and there's lots of cool possibilities there. It's a good drive with a high side and some and a low side, and that's a really fun hole too. But I think that I would give it to Old Mac, the honorable mention. All right, 11. Are we gonna swerve here?
I think so. It sounds ridiculous to not pick 11 at Pacific, but I think.
We're still not going to pick a par three.
Maybe I'll be decided here, but I mean, 11 at Trails is just so fantastic.
Yeah.
I don't know what you guys think.
Yeah. I love 11 at Trails, up and over par four, bending to the right, little, water feature along the right side of the green, unusual sight at Bandon Dunes, but a very natural looking little pond, next to was really a fantastic green. I think I'd still have to give it to 11 at Pacific Dunes. So that's just one of the greatest.
I'm giving it to 11 at Pacific Dunes. Yeah.
We need a par 3.
I talked about, I've in my mind made out that I'm going to do 11 at Trails. I love 11 at Trails. It's so awesome. I love that hole. It'd be hard for me to not pick that hole against, but I am going to pick Pacific Dunes 11th hole.
Yeah. 11 at Trails, anything more to say about that for people who don't know the hole very well?
I think it's such a neat hole. I really like when it plays into the wind.
Yeah.
Because you have this big downhill approach and there's a bunker that's set 30 yards off the green. If you carry the bunker, it just shoots the ball right into the green. Yeah. It's a neat green. The green's always in shade. So you don't, the features don't like pop off the page at you. But it's got the left side of the greens really got some nice contour. And I think just to me, I meant to bring this up when we were talking about 9, but like 9 and 11 at Bandon Trails are two moments like in that forest setting where I just like am like, and it might be because I'm from Chicago and I haven't played much golf in the Pacific Northwest. You know, I never went to Reno as a kid. But I get back there and I just like, God, this is amazing with those huge trees. I don't know exactly what kind of trees they are, but
well, so back to 11 at Pacific then. What makes it such a good par 3?
I mean, it's just you're right on the ocean and just the naturalness of it. And one of the things about it is like everybody gets, I think, really freaked out on that tee. but there's a lot of space, right? And the right kind of banks you in. So you don't have to necessarily take it on. And I think it's just one of those moments. It's a moment in the round that really demands your attention. Like, you stand on that tee box and you're uneasy no matter what, because you've got the ocean on the left, these massive bunkers in front. Like, front pins, back pins, any pin is a challenging shot there. Like, where you really, like, you know when you stand up, you have to hit a very good shot.
Yeah. It's all about the visual deception, because it looks like a small green from the tee. But you're often hitting a pretty long club there, because it is frequently into the wind and they can get those tees back pretty far. And so you're sitting there looking at this, what looks like a pretty small green from the tee, and you have a 5-iron in your hand, or, you know, or something longer, and it can be really intimidating. But as Andy said, there is some room short right to leave your ball. That is pretty safe there.
Yeah, I'd be remiss if I didn't mention the 11th hole at Sheep Ranch. That's a great, great par 5.
Yeah, that green sight is incredible. I don't even know how to describe what it's in. It's like in this saddle, mm-hmm. and there's rocks and sand, and it's just spectacular. Yeah,
it's not clay, but it's like a really dark sand.
It's almost like a sandstone.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I'm not sure, but it looks like a, you know, like this green is set into a monument or something.
A great green, you know? Too, with those rolls, yeah. that kind of knobs and the high left tier, and then the knobs in the middle of the cut through the middle of the green. Really neat green. So my honorable mention would go to Trails.
Yeah, it has to be Trails. That's a great hole. Who's going to take on the 12th hole first? This is a tough one.
I think, yeah. I mean, it's a tough one in the sense that, unlike some of the past decisions we've had to make, this one doesn't have one that jumps out at you.
Yeah, there's no good one, really. This is the weak.
These are some of the weaker holes at the course. All the courses.
Bandon Dunes' weak point is that there aren't any great 12th holes.
Yeah, I mean, at Pacific Dunes, par 5. It's, you know, okay, whatever. It's not one of the best holes on the course.
It's a great hole, but it's just. Yeah.
12 at Trails is a long par 3. Old Mac 12 is the Redan, which is not one of the more successful templates at Old Mac.
God, 11 had the road hole too. We didn't even talk about the road hole.
Sheep Ranch.
11 stacked.
And
any of the 11th holes outside of maybe Bandon's would win the 12th hole.
I think you're right.
Yeah, I agree.
Maybe, I think probably Bandon's 11th would win the 12th too.
Bandon's 11th?
Yeah.
Really?
Maybe.
I don't know if Bandon's 11th is better than Bandon's 12th. Because that's what's probably winning the 12th.
Bandon's 12th it is.
Yeah, that's what we're left with. One of the most famous holes in America.
Yeah.
Bandon's 12th hole. Par 3 plays out to the ocean. It was on the cover of every magazine in 1999.
I like the green sight. I like how it's pressed up against the dune. And yeah. I like how that back wing on the right kind of serves as a natural extension to the dune. I think it's a neat hole.
I think the 12th green at Sheep Ranch is pretty interesting too. The drive is really nothing to marvel at. You just kind of hit it out there. But then, as I found out, if you get long at all, it really falls away back there too.
Mm-hmm. All right, 13. This is right back into the gauntlet. You know, wherever the 12th shortcomings are made up on the 11th and the 13th holes across the resort.
Yeah.
To me, Pacific Dunes is, you have to pick this hole. This is one of the greatest holes in the world. This golf hole is just tremendous. You have these massive dunes on the right side. You have the ocean on the left side. You have a wide fairway that narrows as you move forward. But also, I think what makes the hole is the feature in the middle of the fairway. There's a feature. It's almost like a hog's back, where, you know, it's kind of rounded and it kicks balls left or right. If it kicks you right, you're not going to be happy with your next shot. It's a delayed penalty. That would be, you're playing away from the ocean. Like, you stand on the tee box and you need to hit it left. You really need to hit the ball left.
It sounds crazy to say. Yeah, because there's not much room up there visually.
And we should mention the more obvious thing about the 13th hole, aside from, you know, the strategic aspects of it, I think are somewhat underappreciated, partly because you have, of course, the spectacular cliffs to the left and some of the biggest dunes anywhere on this entire property to the right. And if you look at pictures of where this hole is from before construction, it was basically just there. This is a natural hole that just fit beautifully in between these massive dunes and the ocean. And it's just such a cool place. Anything to add to that, Will, or do you have a honorable mention?
No, I was going to, yeah, Andy said that what the 12th lacks, the 13th really brings it. So I was curious to what his other strong 13 holes were.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, Bandon's a great par five. Bandon has a great rumply par five.
That fairway feature on Bandon Dunes is unbelievable. Yeah. Like the rumbles and everything. It's a really neat par five. I would say I'm going to go with Bandon Trails, though.
Yeah,
I love the green. I love the green sight sitting up in the dunes there. That's a really, really great hole. 14? Lots of options on 14. Will, what are you taking?
There are a lot. And yeah, I mean, I think this has been a common theme throughout this, but I got to go with the 14th at Sheep Ranch, that Hogsback fairway. I mean, we played it downwind. I think into the wind, that would be an absolute bear of a hole. But as we played it, and as I think a lot of people would see it with the wind out of the north, that it's a par four that goes over this huge fairway mound. And then once you cross it, you get to see the ocean again. There's a really great green lying in the distance. I mean, it is just very dramatic.
I mean, the feature in the fairway is huge. You have to hit it over like almost the peak of it too. It's not like a uniform mound per se. It kind of like goes up and it gets to the top. And then from the top, it kind of has this like spine that runs down that you can ride this like, you know, it's like 15 yards wide spine down. But then on either side, it kind of like cascades down to the right and to the left. It creates these blind approaches from side hill, downhill lies, semi-blind approaches, and then it's to this green. One of the neat things, this is a subtle thing, is just the green is tilted from right to left. It really rewards those who take on the girth of the hill.
Yeah, absolutely fantastic hole, but really close to it, maybe surpassing it, would be the 14th hole at Old Mac, the maiden hole, though it's not really the maiden hole as you would understand it from Royal St. George's.
Well, this, the maiden green. It's got the maiden green.
So could you describe a maiden green?
Yeah, it's almost like a double plateau. Oh my God, our raccoon is back.
Oh, our raccoon friend is back. So we're staying in a cottage here at Bandon Dunes. And last night, a raccoon came and visited us, and he's not scared of us at all.
No. He's back.
In fact, I think he wants to be our friend.
He doesn't look friendly to me, Will.
Yeah, he does not at all.
Well, we don't know that, Garrett.
He looks like he wants to fight.
Anyways, the maiden hole. the maiden green. It's like a double plateau, but there's almost like a slit in the middle.
Okay.
And then it's like a low front with two high back parts.
Well, what's your honorable mention? Well,
Old Mac for sure.
Okay. The discussion is over the winner here. So you'd say Sheep Ranch winner.
I think
Old
Sheep
Mac
Ranch
honorable
winner.
Mention.
Yes.
I'll go with that. I'll go with the flow on that. I think the 14th at Sheep Ranch is really fantastic.
Yeah.
But I could easily be convinced to flip those two. The 14th at Trails, we should mention, is that's one of the most discussed holes at the Bandon Dunes Resort. Big downhill, short par four, where if you don't stay up to the left, you're basically dead for the rest of the hole.
Yeah. Yeah, that hole got me both times. Bad.
It's very difficult to stay left on that hole. But you have to do it or you're just
well,
not going to have a good
time.
Well,
even if you hit it left, you're not out of the woods. That's where I made a mess of it last time. I was in the perfect spot. You can still miss the green with a 30-yard pitch.
That green is incredibly hard to hit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's so 15. I'm going with Bandon Trails. It's got this centerline bunker. It's a huge bunker that you have to play short of or play left of. And then it opens up to probably one of the best green sites on property, sending into this hill, this wildly undulating green. It's got these bunkers on the right. And for some reason, the ball just goes right there. It just, like, it's like a gravitational pull. Like, you just hit the ball into the right gunk every time. I just feel like the ball just goes right there. You know, in certain holes, you know, you just hit it there. But that green site, it just sits up in this like kind of little pocket right before this big kind of hill.
The orientation of it is kind of like 5 at Pacific too. Just imp squeezed in between those dunes and narrows in the back.
Yeah.
I mean, it is a really cool place for a green.
Honorable mention.
I think Sheep Ranch, short par 4 of the place straight to the ocean.
That's what I have too. Are there any other convincing options?
I don't think any other ones are as strong as those two. I mean, the part, as short as it is, when the wind is into you, it plays rather long. I mean, even if you bust a drive out there, you're going to have at least a half wedge in there. And that green, you don't necessarily want to have a half wedge into the wind because you're going to spin it all the way down that hill.
The green itself is just delightful. You know, it has those two back plateaus that you're talking about. And then in the front section of the green, it just has this little spine that runs right through the middle of it. Yeah. It's a big spine. It's little compared to the shelves at the back, but it's substantial, and you can put a pin on either side of that. And if you're putting over it, it's a tough lag putt. But just a really cool green to look at. One of those ones that you just want to walk around and kind of smile at for a few minutes. Yeah.
Makes you want to putt.
16. I'm going. I have to go Bandon. It's a completely iconic golf hole, and it holds up. It's wonderful to play. Par 4, running along the ocean in the most common wind. It's downwind, and you just have this huge kind of scab running across the fairway. Now bunkers, used to be more gorsy, running diagonally up to a green that's perched on the edge of the cliff.
When you're on that green, like, you have to pay attention to the wind there. And it just throws a whole wrench into, you think you've hit a good wedge shot, or even if you're 15 feet away, like, you now need to execute and get this ball in the hole.
Yeah, I lean towards 16. I think 16 at Old Mac deserves some mention here. It is a incredible Alps hole. I mean, that is a jaw-dropping hole. The golf hole is a big par 4, plays downhill off the tee. The left side is completely blind. The right side is bunkered, but it can give you a look at certain pins. And you don't know where the pin is on the tee. And the right side of the hole is set on the dune ridge that cuts across the entire property, really, at Bandon. And then the left side is the dune ridge that sits along the ocean. And it's just that's an amazing hole. It's an amazing green. And the enormity of the hill that you have to hit over is just incredible. That hole is a world-class hole. And, I mean, the 16th at Sheep Ranch is an incredible par 3. I mean, how can you not love that hole? I mean, the waves are crashing. It's a one of a, you know, like, just a absolute incredible. I love that green, too. The simplicity. Yeah. It's got kind of like a Maxwell roll right in the middle of it. And it just sits there right on that point. 17?
Are we on to 17? I think every single 17th hole is good.
Very strong.
Yeah, this is a very, very difficult one to pick from.
Where would you go, Will?
I mean, it's Sheep Ranch for me. Like, despite how strong really all 5 of them are, the tee shot, depending, I guess, there's a tee right off the 16th green at Sheep Ranch that really forces you to take that cliff on. You have no choice.
Yeah.
You're
hitting over the cliff.
I mean, and you're hitting up the cliff. That's the other thing. I mean, 6 also hits over the cliff, but you're not going up as severely. But from the other tees, I think you have a little gentler of a shot, but you still have, I mean, literally the continent of the United States, of North America to your right, and then there's just the ocean left. But it is a remarkable shot. And then the second shot into that green, like you can bail as far right on the tee shot as you want, but then kind of similar to 13 at Pacific, now the ocean is very much in play again.
The trees, the dead trees are so cool on that hole in the green where it sits, like with the dead trees around it. And then the green has this like kind of channel that runs through diagonally across it. It's a really brilliant hole. And one of the things that's underrated about it is like there are some really subtle, neat fairway contours in the fairway. It's not a flat fairway. It's not like a pancake. I would go with the 17th at Sheep Ranch too. And then, you know, for an honorable mention, there are a lot of choices here, and I think I would go with Bandon 17th. I like that hole a lot. I love that it incorporates the canyon. I wish the 18th incorporated the canyon more. I think that was
bafflingly it doesn't.
Yeah. I think the 17th, that green is really neat. It's a long, narrow green that's set right on the canyon. If you play your tee shot up the right side, you have a really nice shot into there. But if you play up the left, just like the what we talked about with the 13th at Pacific Dunes, you have to take on kind of the canyon and in your shot pattern.
Yeah, I think I'm have to go with the 17th at Sheep Ranch too, but I'm not totally happy about it. I do think the 17th at Bandon is sensational, maybe underrated, you know, because it comes right after the 16th. Which is iconic.
You can make an argument it's the best hole on the Bandon property.
It's so good. And
I think it would be 5-16 or that.
Maybe you could say it's like the best designed hole.
Yeah.
At Bandon Dunes, because it might be. It just uses the ravine to perfection, and the green is fantastic. So the other reason I'm unhappy with having to choose one hole is that there are two great options for a par 3 17th.
Yeah.
The 17th at Bandon Trails, which is just absolutely gorgeous in the same way that 5 is, but maybe more so. And then the 17th at Pacific Dunes, which is suddenly revealed to you as you go up from the 16th green and is a Redan-like, but not really a Redan hole. It's its own thing, but beautiful par 3. Are we on to 18?
Yeah, so
the opposite.
Yeah, again, weak choices. I really don't know what to do here. I don't think there's a great one.
It's Old Mac.
Yeah. Punch oh, bowl. Yeah. It is Old Mac.
That's a really good hole.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Old Mac is without a doubt the best hole, best 18th hole.
Yeah, it's an absolute trouncing.
Yeah. Long par 4. Hey, look at that. We're par 35. We're 72, par 72.
With like two par 3s, though.
Six, no.
But like St. Andrews.
One par 3.
There's no par 5s on the back.
Wait, were there only...
One par 3.
There was only one par 3?
One par 3, one par 5.
No.
72.
We did 11 at Pacific Dunes, right?
And yeah.
And then we did 12 at Bandon.
Oh, yeah.
So we have two par 3s. We have back-to-back par 3s.
Par 71.
Well, if we use the Sheep Ranch model, then 18 at Old Mac is a par 5.
Yeah, that's right. But
good day,
18 at Old Mac. Punch bowl. Awesome. It's insane, almost a double punch
green.
Bowl.
Yeah. It's like this little room with three different doors that go into it. One of the doors goes out toward the clubhouse, but there is a right gap between the mounds that surround the green, and there's a left gap. And I think you really could run it up through that left gap and down the
It'll
slopes
right
toward a
there.
Right pin. Now, I've only seen the pin on the right. I honestly don't know if they regularly put pins up on the left or if they even can, but it seems like the main thing is to have the pin down to the right and to offer that opportunity to kind of sling it around the right entrance down to those right pin locations, which are really cool.
Yeah, and then that gap that you're talking about in the mounds is just such a cool little window as you're watching. You're, say you hit the ball on the left edge of the green and it's cutting, and you just, it goes behind that mound and you're just waiting for it to come into the window to that right pin.
No, that's
and
right.
if it doesn't come, then you know you got a really tough two putt. But if it does, then all of a sudden you're looking at birdie on what's a very long, difficult par four.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. It's a great hole, but we're mentioning the other ones, you know. In general, the 18th holes at Bandon Dunes are not up to the level of the rest of them.
Honorable mention?
Yeah, that's the difficulty.
I think I go trails.
Trails, yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. You know, the drives kind of end up in similar spots, I guess.
It's great ground.
It's really great ground.
I think 18 at Pac Dunes is on great ground. I'm not a huge fan of the green.
I think we were talking about it earlier. I think if that bunker on the left off the tee at Pac Dunes was more carryable and you got like a distinct advantage, that would make it a really cool par five.
Is Sheep Ranch a, you know, the decent fin? You don't like, I mean, it's a par four.
That's fine.
Yeah. I mean, is that the main problem with it?
It's a cool hole.
It's called a par five.
I feel like there's a big advantage for going up the left there. I think that's a neat hole. The green's really interesting. Yeah.
So these are not really honorable mentions. They are mentions.
They're mentions. Yeah.
So they're mentions.
I think dishonorable mentions.
we're mentioning the 18th at Sheep Ranch. Yeah. Okay. 18th of trails. I can be convinced of that. We have mostly just to complete the Dream 18, which we've just done.
Yeah, it's over. I think one thing I wanted to talk about, just in general, that I should have talked about at the top. The green speeds at Bandon Dunes are delightful. They are not fast. They're the right speed. I saw pins in places that I hadn't seen them like all year because the speeds were right, like on slopes that I'd never seen. You know, I had putts just ripping across holes that made putting really, really difficult. The green speeds at Bandon Dunes is what every club should be striving for.
Yeah.
All right. Well, they'll wrap it up. We'll be back with we'll have debriefs on every course and in the coming weeks. And it's been just a delightful week here. Really fun. Today's podcast was edited by Meg Atkins. Thank you, Meg. This was probably a heavier lift than normal because we babbled for a long time about these golf holes. As a quick reminder, the Fried Egg Shop is having a Black Friday sale. Today is the last day. It's Black Friday, Cyber Monday. Today's Tuesday. Today's the last day. It's automatic 20% off. So if you're still here and you want to get something, we've got a great selection of prints. We've got a lot of merchandise in the shop. It's proshop.thefriedegg.com. This is a great way to support us and also give somebody a great gift. We have 60 courses up in the Pro Shop, so check it out at proshop.thefriedegg.com. It's 20% off today, Tuesday. After that, it's full price, but it's still a good deal. Thank you, and we will be back later this week with a fresh episode of Fried Egg Stories.